mighty hot and fine out there. But don't you dare say a word about the sunshine. We welcome it with open arms. And if you get too hot, you can scrooge up under a tree if you can find one not already occupied. But the sun will move around, and you just enjoy it. And if you ladies have your umbrellas, well, you can, your parasols, you can put them up and protect yourself. It'll just be all right. Somebody wondered about the bagpipers. Well, you know, we have the Scots in our state. We have them at Clearwater and Sarasota, some at Jacksonville, and the bagpipe and the music of the bagpipe is amongst the oldest of the folk music. And the traditional costumes amongst the oldest. And we are always proud to present a piper. And this Scottish piper is from Sarasota. And his name is Alan Baker. And the dancer was Randy Whitehead. Let's give them a hand. We are very proud of the fact that we have just published here at Stephen Foster Center, thanks to our folk arts coordinator, what in the world is her name? Well, anyway, I'll think of it in a minute. Peggy Bolger. Peggy has taken the material that we have been collecting for 25 years, and she has scoured the state and talked to lots of people. And here is the result of our multitudinous labors, the Florida Folk Arts Directory. And you'll find in here listed the dancers, the singers, the craftspeople, the miscellaneous ones like me, the tale tellers, the festival events, scholars, researchers, resource people, research centers, publications, organizations, and this is for sale up at the program booth. And you need a program because remember, this is our 25th annual Florida Folk Festival. And we have 25 years of pictures in the program, amongst other things. So before we get on now with the program, I want to invite the mayor of White Springs, Mr. Steve Green, to come up and say a word of welcome to you. Mayor Steve Green of White Springs.
You know I'm proud it's not raining, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's always good to stand by Cousin Thelma. And I think, first of all, we should certainly welcome each and every one of you visitors. We're glad to have you at the Stephen Foster Center, and we're glad to have you in the town of White Springs. And if you don't find anything else, I hope that you will find the feeling that you're welcome in this center and in our town, and we're surely glad to have you here. You know, I think back to Cousin Thelma when I was a kid in school, and she taught us how to do the little brown jug and this, that, and the other, you know. And I think maybe she's forgot some of us kids and how much we might remember about it, but it goes back many years. And I think this is the 25th year of this festival, isn't it, Cousin Thelma? The 25th year. I think we should all give her a great big hand for her efforts and what she's done. I read a little plaque the other day, and I'd like to leave a thought with you. And I'm not talking about any of you, but I want you to think of some of your friends, because I'm sure you'll have someone that you know that this will fit. I do myself. It went something like this. When I works hard. When I sit loose. And when I think, I falls asleep. I would like to welcome each and every one of you to our town and our center. And if we can be of service to you, please feel free to call upon us. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Isn't it wonderful to have had a little part in his growing up? I'm proud of that. Now, let's welcome to the stage two of our favorite performers, Pat Wickman of St. Augustine and John Johnson of Gainesville. Pat works for St. Augustine Historic Preservation Board, and John works for Uncle Sam at the post office in Gainesville. In their spare time, they get together to sing. And they are marvelous researchers. And I think today we're going to sing revolutionary songs. Songs of the revolution. Let's give them a hand.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. The first song that we would like to do is one that I heard up here about 10 years ago, my cousin Tom and cousin Het Beadnell. And I learned it, taught it to Patty, and it's one of our very favorite songs to do.
Right.
Because I get to stand here completely still and staunch and sober, and Pat gets to mug. It's called The Quaker's Courtship.
We sort of feel like we're carrying on the tradition with this tune.
Once there was a Quaker lover. Oh dear me. Courted a Presbyterian's daughter. Oh dear me. Here's a ring worth many a shilling. Oh dear me. Take it and wear it if thou art willing. Oh dear me.
What do I care for you and your money? T-I-dink-dum-T-I-day. What a man. Call me honey, T-I-dink-dum-T-I-day.
Madam, I have house and land. Oh dear me. All shall be at thy command. Oh dear me.
What do I care for your house and land? T-I dink dum T-I day. All I want's a handsome man. T-I dink dum T-I day.
Madam, I am come a courting. Oh dear me. Not for pleasure and not for sporting. Oh dear me.
What do I care for your desire? T-I dink dum T-I day. If you come, you'll court the fire. T-I dink dum T-I day.
I'll go home and tell my mother. oh dear me.
I love that.
She'll straightway go and find me another. Oh dear,
What do I care for you and your mother? T-I-dinkdom, T-I-day. She's an old Quaker and you're another. T-I-dinkdom, T-I-day.
Must I give up my religion? Oh dear, oh dear me. Must I be a Presbyterian? Oh dear, oh dear me.
Cheer up, loving brother. T-I-dinkdom, T-I-day. If you can't catch one fish, catch another. T-I-dinkdom, T-I-day. T-I-dinkdom, T-I-day. We kind of laughingly call this our international set. That means that we have two songs in this set that aren't in English. That's kind of a mean trick to play on an audience, unless half of you speak German and the other half speak Spanish. So we'll tell you what's going on first. These are tunes that were popular during the American Revolution. The Quaker's Courtship was written quite a while before the American Revolution. We'd like to get a couple of points across to you today. We're going to slip a little history on you when you aren't looking.
Take notes.
It's a test afterward, right? When we say the American Revolution, we kind of lose track of the fact that the Americans weren't the only ones in it. The Americans and the British weren't the only ones in it. We've also kind of probably lost track of the fact that 1776 was not the beginning and the end of the war. As a matter of fact, it wasn't even the beginning for the South, and we did definitely get into the Revolution. St. Augustine was twice headquarters for the Southern Battalion during the American Revolution, and it saw just about every British regiment that fought in the United States pass through the old city. There were some French troops not too far from there who were fighting with the Americans, and of course they were singing their own songs. There were German troops, Hessian troops, mercenaries who were sent here because their electors owed favors or wanted money from the British crown. And they had their songs, and they were very quick to sing. As you find out from this song, it took them a long time to say what they had to say, but they seemed to enjoy it.
This song says, the hazelnut is dark brown, I am dark brown, and if I find a girl, she must be dark brown too, so we will match. That's the first verse.
Yeah. The second verse says, when we get married, she'd better be dark brown, so we can both be dark brown together. Only it takes two verses to say that.
And the chorus.
Right. It's an easy one, though. It's a repeat chorus. If you feel like clapping or singing, you look like a good group, and you're all dry today, which is 2 points. So clap along, any old thing.
Pretend that this is a six-string tuba.
Schwarzbrunn ist der Haselnuss. Schwarzbrunn bin ach ich, gewinn ach ich. Schwarzbrunn muss meine Mädel sein, gerade so wie ich. Odrio, juve, juve, du, ha, 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 odrio, juve, juve, du, ha, 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 odrio, juve, juve, du, ha, 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 odrio, juve, juve, du. Schwarzbrunn ist der Haselnuss. Schwarzbrunn bin ach ich, ja bin ach ich. Wenn ich ein heiraten tue, so muss es sein wie ich. Odrio, juve, juve, du, ha, 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 odrio. Juve, juve, du, ha, 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 odrio. Juve, juve, du, ha, 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 odrio. Juve, juve, du, odrio. Juve, juve, du, ha, 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 odrio. Juve, juve, du, ha, 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 odrio. Juve, juve, du, ha, 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 odrio. Juve, juve, du. I saw one lady out there who must speak German.
Right there.
Yay. Okay. You want to do this or me?
You tell them about this one because I've got to put the capo on.
Okay. We have to change all around for this. This is a kind of a special tune. Not only were the French
and the Germans and the Americans and the British and the Scotsmen and the Irish involved in this war, but some group that was particularly special to me, and those were the Spaniards. You don't hear a lot about them. They didn't get into a lot of the battles, but they were important to the Americans, mainly because of the money that they sent over. And they sent it through Spanish governors in West Florida and in the lower Mississippi Valley, and the money trucked up the Mississippi Valley to help out with those fights in the north. And it was vital. It was important. So I hunted for a tune that we could do today that would be Spanish. And I find out, I really just confirmed what I knew, that the Spanish sang about two things. They sang about emotions, very, very strong, very solid emotional tunes, and they sang about God. So I flipped a coin, and it turned out that I'm not going to chant a Te Deum Laudamus for you. What we're going to do is actually a 20th century tune, which is so indicative of the Spanish, of their feelings, of their high emotions, that I just couldn't think of anything better. You may have heard it before. It's called El Preso Número Nueve. It's a song about a man, a prisoner, who's sitting in jail, prisoner number 9. He's there because he killed his wife and a disloyal friend. And he's speaking to the cura of the prison priest, and he says, "I don't repent. I'm not sorry for what I did. If I came to life again, I would do it again. And I know that in heaven, the God who judges me will judge them also. So I will take my chances, and I will walk their paths." El preso número 9 ya lo van a confesar. Está rezando en la celda con el cura del penal, que antes de amanecer la vida le han de quitar, porque mató a su mujer y un amigo desleal. Dice así al confesar: "Los maté, sí señor, y si yo vuelvo a nacer, yo los vuelvo a matar. Padre, no me arrepiento, ni me da miedo la eternidad. Yo sé que ya en el cielo el Ser Supremo nos juzgará. Voy a seguir sus pasos, voy a buscar los almas allá. Ay, 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 el preso número 9 era un hombre muy cabal. Iba el noche del duelo muy contento en su jacala, pero al mirar su amor en brazos de su rival, ardió en su pecho rencor y no se pudo aguantar. Al sonar el clarín se forma el pelotón y rumbo al paredón. Soy el preso de sí. Padre, no me arrepiento, ni me da miedo a la eternidad. Yo sé que ya en el cielo el Ser Supremo nos juzgará. Voy a seguir sus pasos, voy a buscar los almas allá. Ay, 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 ay.
Songs have a way of changing or being changed. The British didn't think very highly of the American soldiers. In a lot of cases, they were quite right. And they wrote some very humorous and derisive songs about them. I know you'll recognize the tune. The verses, however, to begin with, are a little different. We'll do a couple of verses from the British version, and then we'll show you what happens when the Americans got a hold of it, decided, nice tune. Don't care for the words, but nice tune, and rewrote it.
Right. Can I tell them something? Yeah. You just made me think of something. It's really funny. They talked about the American soldiers, and the American soldiers weren't all that well-trained. Some of them had learned under the British, and they'd managed to work the manual of arms and whatnot. But, of course, as you know, Washington hired a man named von Steuben, Baron von Steuben, who apparently or said he had studied under Frederick the Great. And von Steuben came here to train the American troops. And I want to tell you what a rotten time he had. He couldn't speak any English. He only spoke German, and he used an interpreter so he could curse at the troops in German so that they could get what he was saying. And he has a famous quotation that I've always loved about the American troops, and I think it's true even today. He said, the European troops are so beautifully trained. You ask a French troop to do something, a French soldier, and he does it. You ask a British soldier to do something, and he does it. You ask an American soldier to do something, he asks you why. You tell him why, and then he does it. So the Americans have always had a style of their own. Brother Ephraim sold a cow and bought him a commission. Then he went to Canada to fight for the nation. But when Ephraim he came home, he proved an arrant coward. He wouldn't fight the Frenchman there for fear of being devoured. Sheep's head and vinegar, buttermilk and tansy. Boston is a Yankee town, sing hey doodle dandy. First we'll take a pinch of snuff,
then a glass of water,
then we'll say how do you do, and that's a Yankee supper. Well, you can imagine the Americans got sick of that pretty fast. So they decided to go the British one better. They picked up the same tune, they turned it around, they put their own words to it. And that tune has almost become the ex officio anthem of the United States. Father and I went down to camp along with Captain Gooden. There we saw the men and boys as thick as hasty pudding. Yankee Doodle, keep it up, Yankee Doodle Dandy. Mind the music and the step, and with the girls be handy.
There we saw General Washington upon a slapping stallion, giving orders to his men, I bet there was a million.
Yankee Doodle, keep it up, oh Yankee Doodle Dandy. Mind the music and the step, and with the girls be handy. Oh, Yankee Doodle is a tune Americans delight on. It's very good for marching, and it's just the tune to fight on. Yankee Doodle, keep it up, Yankee Doodle Dandy. Mind the music and the step, and with the girls be handy. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're just great, Pat and John. I don't know when they practice because she lives in St. Augustine and he lives in Gainesville. Maybe they practice by mail. I don't know. Right now, I want to tell you this. I think it's important. A number of the people here have records. Will McLean and all I mention are being handled by Strictly Folk. They have a booth up here under the shade of the trees. One of the Chickies, Gamble Rogers records are being handled up there. George Heaps Nelson's record and manuscript on how to learn to play the harmonica is being handled up there. And some others I'm sure I'm forgetting to mention. But anyway, you want to check with them and see what they have if you collect records of this sort. Now on with the program. Let's welcome back after 3 years absence two lovely gospel singers, Roscoe and Vera Deckard of Lake City.
Thank you very much, Cousin Thelma. and thank you out there for the nice hand of applause. It's nice to be here again. Do we have anybody here from the state of Indiana? No? Yes?
Yeah, somewhere.
Good, look at them. We have anybody from Georgia here? Good, my wife here is from Georgia, and I'm from the state of Indiana. It's good to be here again. We'd like to sing one we selected for you. We hope you enjoy. It's called Because He Lives. After all, it's because the Lord Jesus Christ lives that we do, isn't it? And this is who we want to sing about. Because He Lives.
God sent His Son. They call Him Jesus.
Thank you. Our next number,
Hallelujah Square.
This fits in for some of us that don't have well bodies here. Some are crippled, but we make it the glory. There won't be no hospitals, no funeral coaches, and all of that there. We'll have that new body then.
Amen.
Hallelujah Square.
I saw a blind man tapping along, losing his way as he passed through the throng. Tears filled my eyes. I said, friend, you can't see. With a smile on his face, he replied to me, I'll see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time we will all have up there. We will sing Jesus, His glory to share, and you'll not see one blind man in Hallelujah Square. Now I saw a cripple dragging his feet. He couldn't walk like you do down the street. I said, my friend, I feel sorry for you. But he said, up in heaven, I'm gonna walk just like you. I'll see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time we will all have up there. We will sing and praise Jesus, His glory to share, and you'll not see one crippled in Hallelujah Square. Now I saw an old man gasping for breath. Soon he'd be gone as his eyes closed in death. He looked at me, said, don't feel so blue. I'm going up to heaven. How about you? I'll see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time we will all have up there. We will sing and praise Jesus, His glory to share, and we'll all live forever in Hallelujah Square. And we'll all live forever in Hallelujah Square.
Thank you.
Here's an old one here that we've picked up. We're going to try to sing for you, called One More Valley.
There was a request from the audience. I overlooked an orchid, you know, your song. If you have time for it.
I might as well get it for her, so.
Okay, all right.
Thank you. 'Cause you've got one more valley, one more hill, and you've got one more trial, one more tear, one more curve in life's road, maybe one more mile to go. You can lay down your heavy load when you get home. When I'm tossed upon life's sea and the waves cover me and the dark clouds, they don't let the sun shine through, then a voice seems to say, child, there'll be a brighter day. Don't allow the storms to hide sweet heaven's view, 'cause you've got one more valley, one more hill. Clap your hands. And you've got one more trial, one more tear, one more curve in life's road, maybe one more mile to go. You can lay down your heavy load when you get home. Don't let Satan see your tears. Learn to smile through your fears. Hold your head up high and give the world a smile. Just be faithful all
Thank you very much. Thank you. I think I had a request here for one, and I forgot the words to it. I'm sorry about that. I'll just have to leave that one off. I used to sing it quite often.
I think you could sing a verse of it. I believe you could. This is my favorite song. It's not a gospel song. It's called I Overlooked an Orchid.
I overlooked an orchid while searching for a road. And the orchid now I overlooked was you. I didn't see the orchid. I was looking for that road. And the orchid now I find, my dear, was you. The rose has lost its color, but the orchid is the same. Now I'm alone to face those lonely years. I didn't see the orchid. I was looking. Now I pay the price with bitter tears.
Thank you
very much. That mat wasn't pleasant.
I always have lots of special announcements, and this one's very special. There is a survival lecture at 2:30, an edible plants lecture at 4. I guess this survival lecture is how to survive in the woods, how to eat off the land. You know, Ross Allen once took a Boy Scouts from the East Coast to the West Coast, and they had to live off the land, and the main thing I remember about it was that they ate tube steak. You know what tube steak is? Harmless snakes. I'm sure they were tasty when I'm sure they are tasty when that's all you can get. Now we have a special treat in store. Bob Patterson is over from St. Augustine. This fellow's music is a blend of country, folk, ragtime, bluegrass, soul, and classical. Let's see how good he can do. Bob Patterson of St. Augustine.
Indeed. Thank you, cousin. Once I'd lived the life of a millionaire, spending my money, Lord, you know I really didn't care. Taking all my friends out for a mighty good time, I was buying them that high-priced liquor, that champagne and wine. Then I began to sink so low. You know I didn't have no money, Lord, no place to go. If I ever get my hands on that dollar bill again, you know I'm gonna hold right on to it, to that little bitty Eagle Grand's, 'cause nobody knows you. When you're down and out, in your pocket, you haven't got a penny, and as for your friends, well, you ain't got very many. But then when you get back on your ever-loving feet again, You know everybody wants to be alone, your long lost friend. But gee, ain't it strange, without a doubt, 'cause nobody knows you when you're down and out. You know when it's cold, rain, sleet, and snow, when the almighty hawk is knocking up and down your front door, it's cold, so cold it's below zero, and you know how it is up north, brothers and sisters, if you ain't got the money out on the street you go. You could be blind, lame, and cannot see, both your legs could be cut off, up above the knee. You can have a tuberculosis or the swine flu. Death is on your body playing Yankee Doodle Doo. Ah, nobody knows you when you're down and out. Your friends will all tell you that you've been a good old scout, but what was it to them, because you played dumb and got tapped out. And if you ask one for a dime, just a dime, he'll turn and point to the dust. He'll even pull out the holy book and show you where it says alone in God we trust. But boys, when I had my money, it was a perfect handout. Now I'm busted, I'm broke, and I'm down and I'm out. Ah, nobody knows you when you're down and out. Annie's sisters, brothers, cousins, they'll treat you all alike. They'll treat you like you were a stepchild and try and drive you from their sight. You know, my friends, someday we're all gonna grow old and gonna have to hobble around. And when we do, we look for all those good time friends, and you know they can't be found. And if you should see one on the corner and he's got his weekly pay, if he sees you first, don't be surprised if he turns around and walks the other way. Ah, nobody knows you when you're down and out. In your pocket, you haven't got a penny. And as for your friends, well, you ain't got very many. You know, someday I just might get lucky and get on my feet again. And I know when I do, all my good time friends, I'll probably see them once again. But gee, ain't it strange, without a doubt, nobody knows you when you're down and out. I really mean it, Lord, when you're down and out. Wonderful. God bless you. Thanks a whole lot. Real nice to be here. When I was single all then, when I was single all then, when I was single, my pockets would jingle, I wish I were single again. I hear a lot of women singing their version of that song. It goes, when I was a single girl, dressed in silk so fine, now that I'm a married girl, go ragged all the time. Poor girl, wish I was a single girl again. Then there's that age-old bit of advice about, you can get married if you want, you got enough in your purse, but whatever you do, marry a Texas girl, 'cause no matter what happens, she's seen worse. I'm in the kitchen, my baby's in the hall, rant-a-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan. I'm in the kitchen, my baby's in the hall, rat-a-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan. I'm in the kitchen, baby's in the hall, she don't wanna talk to me at all. You know she's got a dose of separation blues. Well, ever see that fly climbing up the wall? Rant-a-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan. See that fly climbing up that wall? Rant-a-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan. See that fly climbing up the wall? He don't want to talk to Mr. Spider at all. You know he's got a dose of separation blues. Tell him, guitar. Adam ate the apple, which Eve did thieve. Rant-a-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan. Adam ate the apple, which Eve did thieve. Rant-a-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan. Adam ate the apple, which Eve did thieve. The Lord said, Adam, you got to leave. You know he gave him a dose of separation blues. Well, the last words that old John the Baptist said. Rant-a-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan. The last words that old John the Baptist said. Rant-a-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan. The last words that old John the Baptist said just before he lost his head gives me a dose of separation blues. Well, it goes to prove since time began what women can do to men. It's better to buy than to be sold to the gutter for a bottle of gin. So she don't treat you like you think she should. Rant-a-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan. She don't treat you like you think she should. Rant-a-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan. She don't treat you like you think she should. Her services are no longer no good. You know it's time to get a dose of separation. It's time to get a dose of separation blues. Thank you all very much. Here's a little thing for the 12-string guitar. It's going to be on a brand new album. It's going to be released in October. It's entitled Country Pickin'. Thank you very much. I have an album that I did in 1970 that I'm completely sold out of, but Bill and Barbara Kohler told me up there at Strictly Folk they have a couple of copies left. Anybody interested, they're up there. All the benefits, the proceeds from that album go to the benefit of the poor children. I've got two of them. One, two. There was a time when we lived in the country all alone. The woods and meadows was all that I'd ever known. And I recall how the home place, it glittered in the sun, and how it slept in the stillness of the night. Now times have changed. That old country home I dearly loved, the dirt footpaths have been turned into stone. And right where my dear old papa, oh, how he rocked me on his knee, it's all been changed into Highway 73. They're tearing down the old smokehouse and they're clearing out the trees, plugging up the well and draining the pond. And right where my dear old mama birthed my little sister, Betty Lynn, they're gonna build another one of those Holiday Inns. Should I lie content to watch the swift dreadful change, close my eyes and pretend not to know, or will my voice fade in your ears at the end of my song? Can you accept the coming of the road? Oh, I recall how the home place, it danced in autumn's leaves, and how it disappeared in the drift of the snow. The very things that warmed and enchanted my very soul have been lost since the coming of the road. Very much. There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. It's been a ruin of many a poor boy, and me, oh God, I'm one. My mama was a tailor. She sewed those new blue jeans. My daddy was a gambling man down in New Orleans. Yes, my daddy was a gambling man. He roamed from town to town, and the only time he satisfied when he drank drinks that liquor down. Tell my baby sister not to do like I had done, to shun that house down in New Orleans they call the Rising Sun. 1 foot on the platform, the other's on that train. I'm going down to New Orleans to wear that ball and chain. Yes, I'm going down to New Orleans. My race is almost won. I'm gonna spend the rest of my days beneath the rising sun. Thank you all very much. Have a nice afternoon.
And so many great tale tellers. And here's another record. Evelyn Biz Bernstein brought down a few, she said. And if you don't have one of Evelyn's records, I know you'll want to buy her out. And she has them backstage around back. I want to thank all of you today. You look mighty pretty. I think it's wonderful that you brought the children. I'm so happy that you left all the animules at home. Just one other little observation. We think it's nice for you men to take sun baths, but we do like for you to wear your shirt when you're out here in the environs of the stage. A word to the wise is sufficient, I think. Now let's welcome one of our favorite. Are you next?
No, you're not.
Here, yeah. Evelyn thought that it was her time, but it isn't. But she just came out, so you can see her pretty dress. It's Frog's time. And Frog is no stranger to this audience. He's a born tale teller. Let's welcome him to the platform.
I might have been a born tale teller, but Mother sure did play rough with me about telling when I was young, though. But now that this is Sunday, and I can't go telling any tall tales today. I'm going to have to tell something about the churches, because the churches are a great institution, and Sunday is their day. I've had such notions as to go to church any time I could back in my old days, and I respect the church because for 30 years I was crippled with spinal trouble. Then I was healed in a big tent meeting. I was knocked out of my seat before I knew what was happening to me, but I've been well ever since, and you can thank the Lord for that. But the church had quite a colorful recollection for all of us. You see, in the starting off time, there was only two churches, Roger Williams with the Baptist and John Wesley with the Methodist. Well, my wife and me were driving into Fort Myers one day, and a fellow had of us are wobbling all over the road here and yonder. I said, don't crowd him and don't try to go around him. I said, I don't know whether he's drunk or he could be a Methodist. Well, he was already almost ready to get on to me about that. But at the same time, we were good friends, so it didn't happen. But I've seen people go to church for most any kind of conveyance. I saw one man, he was a real good Christian, but his mule didn't think so. Every time he tried to make that old mule get up, that mule would run backwards. So he put a pitchfork on the dashboard of his wagon, and the mule run backwards. He hit that pitchfork. Well, it worked pretty good until finally the mule got tired of it. I reckon he kicked the body off of the wagon and spilt the family. Of course, that was in Georgia, but there's not much difference in Georgia and Florida. A lot of folks had to leave Georgia, and they brought the Georgia custom with them when they come down here and started a new settlement. Now, you get back up. I've seen people that went to church in wagons, buggies, and things like that. And as for my part, back in 1919, about 58 years ago, I drove an ox cart to church. He was a good old ox, so he took us there and he brought us back. And I know a lot of you folks have seen these old-time two-wheel road carts. When you sit in a road cart, the axle is right along under your knees, and most of all the weight is on the back end of the cart. Well, there was a fellow brought his girl to a little country church up called Perch Pond up in Washington County, Florida one time in a road cart. Well, as he pulled the old farm mule down for a trot to a walk, while the belly band broke, the shafts went straight up, and he and his girl turned a somersault and back out of that road cart into the sandy churchyard. And you might not believe it, but her name was Elizabeth Taylor. I don't think she was ever on screen, though. She needed screening right then. Well, I knew another man up there. He's in West Florida also. Preacher. I won't call his name because he was a preacher and a good man. But he had a brother who wasn't so much of a Christian. This brother, he had stopped by where a widow woman lived one time and asked her if she would fix him dinner. He told her his name, and he was a brother, preacher so-and-so. She figured if he was a preacher's brother, he might be a pretty good fella at that. So it wasn't long before she had a chicken fried on the table and some buttermilk biscuits and good coffee. And he sat down there, and she asked him to say a blessing. He said, would you please turn thanks? Well, he says, I guess so. He says, Lord, look down and help us and give us power to eat this poor little chicken. So just think that less than an hour ago he was out in the yard picking. I think I got a paper right here to tell me a few. I can't remember it all, and I've lost the paper. But at the same time, you can't expect me to keep all kind of things in an empty head without them getting lost. I knew a preacher one time. He put up a pretty good sermon, all right, but I didn't know how far to believe it because he told it in the pulpit that he sold moonshine liquor up in Georgia to get to Florida to preach down here. I don't know whether to believe him or not. And then coming on down here again then, let's see. You know, going to a big church wedding is one thing that hasn't changed. When you go there, you get a sentence. You don't know how long the sentence may be. You don't know whether you'll be able to stay in the gang that long or not. But getting married in a church is just like a sentence. And I have to look at this paper now and then. But I knew a fellow one time that objected to bringing me home from church. He took me over there, all right, without any complaint. Because he went on a big farm wagon. He had his sharecropper and his family along on the wagon. And four or five pretty girls went along. So naturally, I caught the wagon to church. And I watched out and caught it coming back home again. I didn't want to walk 5 miles home at night. Well, this old man and his sharecropper, us young folks couldn't hone in on the conversation because they were talking about hard times, depression, and when the panic struck. That all you could hear out of that old fellow, and he was a deacon of the church too, all you could hear out of him was when the panic struck. And about that time, there's a polecat erupted out beside the road like he was mad at the world in general. I said, yes, sir. I said, I think the polecat got struck by the panic too. He told me I could shut my big mouth and get off of his wagon and walk home. I never heard of a church exactly going broke. But they do have a bust up now and then. You know, the Baptist church split up. Now we have the Holiness Baptist, the Missionary Baptist, and the Primitive Baptist. Now, I tell you about them Primitive Baptists. Now, they're really sticklers for their religion. They won't have any music in the church to sing by. They sing without music. They figure they're musical enough. I had an uncle who was a primitive Baptist preacher, and because he liked music, he took his own organ to church. They started turning him out if he didn't take that organ home. And speaking about taking people out of the church because they didn't exactly conform and you didn't have the confidence, how about the time that the primitive Baptist church up in Georgia sent a man to Macon to a convention up there? Well, he got up there, and when they served dinner in the hotel, he noticed there was ice water there. Well, he wondered where in the world they got ice water in the summertime. He asked someone there where they got it. Well, he said, well, we've got a machine around here that makes ice. Well, the old man didn't believe it. He had to be shown. But when he saw it, he agreed that they could make ice by machinery. So he went on back to his church down in South Georgia, down in Worth County, told the people down there about it, and they didn't believe it. They started turning him out of the church for lying, so he offered to pay anybody's way that would go to Macon with him and see that machine.